My writing place. Creating the right environment. I cannot write at home. My creative self succumbs to mundane tasks. Like rides to school, work or soccer practice, deciding what to do for dinner that does not break the bank, vacuuming the dog hair our golden retriever leaves in the front room every day, laundry, and watching our two young grandchildren who share our home. I thought quitting the workaday world and working at home would free me to write. In truth, it sucked me under like quicksand in a cartoon. Luckily, I have yet to be smashed by an errant anvil or a piano. There is still time, however. So as a matter of self-preservation, I found my perfect writing spot. There's a small two-top table at the entrance to the men's restroom hallway in an old gentleman's club called the Olympic Club Restaurant and Hotel in my hometown of Centralia, Washington. It is there I planted my writing pole, so to speak. I have written most of my novels with a cup of coffee, constantly refilled, people coming in and going, friends dropping by, and strangers interrupting me with, "I see you here all the time." It is a target-rich environment. If I need a character description, I just look up. If I need a banal conversation or unrelated topics, I just listen. Nobody asks me to drive them anywhere, and despite the noise and commotion around me, it is surprisingly quiet, at least in my consciousness. When I sit down, my creative self lets loose. I reserve 2 hours each morning for my Oly Club office, and most days the table is open. When it's not, I edit. There is a lot to be said about creating your space and time. It is all about changing habits and relishing the creative time you have. Seldom do I confront writer's block. My inner self is so trained to flow out into my fingers that even when writing is difficult, I can produce 1,000 words in a morning. And because I do not write from a sequential outline, if one story subplot gets bogged down, I simply focus on another. There's always something to write about. That said, I take my laptop with me everywhere I go. I may reread the morning's new material, play the subtleties hiding within the words, do some editing, and even find some free writing time if the mood is right. But the core of my work comes from my writing place. So find your own creative niche, nurture and protect it, and retrain your creative self to let loose. Remember, if you hear a voice within you say you cannot paint, then by all means paint, and that voice will be silenced. So said Vincent van Gogh. Now, a quick update. This post originally was written some time ago. Now that we are off-grid and wandering the world whenever we can, I am restructuring my writing space. That's okay. I did it once. I could do it again. When we are home, you can find me at the Oly Club. Stop on by and say hello. I'm L.W. Hewitt, and I've gone off-grid.